Stephen Mayne, small shareholder. Just the first one on the accounts. We've got negative equity of $267 million if you believe the accounts. The market cap's 1.7 and the enterprise value is probably about 2.5. So it's a bit of a disconnect between what we're saying we're worth and what the market is saying we're worth. Wondering if you can explain that, a bit of the historical explanation of that. And I'm interested in hearing from John on what he reckons the 50% stake in XYZ is worth. We've got three Foxtel subscriptions. My kids are addicted to Nick Jr. My wife watches Sex and the City every night. And I can see how you get people hooked, and obviously it is a pretty valuable asset. But I'm interested in your thoughts, given that the accounts are so inaccurate. I'd like some sort of insight as to, given you've highlighted XYZ today, as to what you reckon it might be worth, were we to flog it.
Perhaps John, if I could just go first. I'd like to say that I'm seeing very pleased to hear the main family are active users of pay TV. They're obviously a very intelligent group of people. As regards the disjunct, what's so-called disjunct between the net asset value of the company and its market value, one is an accounting function and the other is a valuation function, but the two don't necessarily correlate. And obviously the former reflects the startup phase that this company went through in establishing its business over the last, how many years is it now, John? 1995, was it? 95, yeah. So, and in that, there was a lot of sunk costs in establishing a platform, obviously getting, as we saw today, the programming right, and we're in the process of trying to retrieve that back. But I don't think that the two necessarily mean that there's a disjunct. The valuation is the valuation, that's what a fair market. Willing seller, willing buyer, pair to exchange script in this company for, and that's the more accurate valuation of the company. On the subject of inaccuracy of accounts, I don't think that's factually correct. In fact, I'm positive it isn't. We have audited accounts, have ever since we've been listed, and that will obviously continue on. And we pay a lot of attention to the micro detail in those accounts. So. I think it would be an exaggeration to suggest they were inaccurate at this stage. Is there anything else that you want to...
The XYZ question, I'd be happy to answer that.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Look, we value XYZ in the books at $40 million. The fact of the matter is that it's very hard to disaggregate our investment in XYZ from the value in AllStar, because a lot of the value creation moves to AllStar because of the level of investment that XYZ makes in new programming, new product. The emphasis in XYZ is about quality, and hence the attractiveness of the channels that it offers. If XYZ was a standalone business, some might say that it's over-investing in its platform because it's really investing to help grow the platforms of its shareholders and not so much to deliver a financial return to its shareholders. The financial return is derived from our ability to acquire a new customer, to attract and retain customers to the platform. You would have seen a lot of bright, shiny faces in terms of we have a lot of talent in XYZ. Each one of those channels has some real high quality talent, and I mean Kyle and Maude at Nickelodeon are fantastic. I mean there's a number of people who we retain just to give a face to the platform, and our investment in exclusive and original content we punch way above our weight. So that's the value of XYZ, if you will. And although we only value it at $40 million, it clearly has much more value to us in that regard. But since we never intend to sell it, it's going to be hard for us to realize that value.
Look, did you want to follow up there? Just on the market value versus the book value. I think the market value is based on future cash flows. You also might note that we've returned nearly $500 million in the last couple of years as well. So that needs to be added back when you're looking at accounting versus market value. So. It's not quite as simple as looking at the balance sheet and then looking at the share price.